You want your own?
I want my own little piece.
Like a booth in a restaurant. Yeah,
for sure. Who doesn't?
I once worked in Nando's.
Did you?
And
Yeah. Which one?
Lots of them. But
you're doing the tour.
Because when you move, it's always like a guaranteed job if you've got experience. They'll always take you on.
There'll be a Nando's there.
There's a Nando's there.
What were you on? Were you on the grill?
No, front of the house. No way.
FOH. That's it's
exactly
called in the biz.
I was the guy taking you to your table. That was me specifically.
Okay.
They got me in the door. But you know Nando's. A lot of footballers like Nando's.
Yeah, that's true.
But when I worked in the Swansea Nando's. And like the players would just come in like after. I remember they got like tumped up like 4-0 by Man United.
Yeah.
So I'm like working, like looking at the scores. Like,
yeah.
Within like half hour, like Tammy Abraham's there.
They're in a Nando's.
Yeah.
Footballers love Nando's.
They do.
Low carb.
I guess it's like a healthier fast food.
Yeah, low carb.
But they love booths. It's specifically.
I bet they do.
They're not. The amount these that come in, I realised you just got to put them in the booth because they won't take no for an answer.
Get them straight in the booth.
John Joe Selby came in.
Did he?
He dumb. he a dumb guy.
Yeah, he's a dumb.
So he came in. I said, hello, table 4. And he looked up on his phone and he went, boof. What? That's all he said. Right this way, sir. You can only get away with that because you're a footballer.
Yeah.
Just
boof.
Boof. Good footballer.
He also said that when he kicked a football as well. Boof.
So that's the only word he could say.
Then it'll come to you, John Joe. And what are you going to do? Boof. That's it. You hit it as hard as you can. Big boof.
Yeah, he was a good player. Do you know, I used to work next to a place and like they ran an offer. It was a whiskey. All they did was exclusively whiskey. It's shut down now. No one really went for
obviously.
It. But these bottles cost like maybe like $5,000. But they do. Am I chatting shit? I think they were that much. But on like on a Wednesday,
yeah,
they would offer like a shot of a whiskey for like a fiver. You can just come in and try the expensive whiskeys. And that was nice, but I thought I said that because it was expensive.
Did it taste like normal whiskey?
It could have done.
Yeah.
But if you could tell me anything, you could say this cost $10,000 and let me try it and I'll say it's amazing.
Yeah.
Like I'll eat a turd and go, I think, $10,000. I can see. I'm a fool.
Trying to think of what kind of $10,000 turd you'd be serving up.
A celebrity's turd?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe dead celebrity for $10,000.
Well, a dead celebrity's turd?
Yeah.
I guess because that means they're rare.
Even rarer. That
none of them.
They're not making any new ones.
Yeah. Do you know what? That could be a, is that a market?
Doesn't feel like it. What, dead
These
celebrity
days,
turds?
I seen a girl farting. That's her business.
Did you?
Farting.
Oh, right. As a business. I thought you just, thought you just saw a girl fart. I seen a girl farting. Yeah, they can do that.
But I reckon, because you think of it, poos, they're going away. So I'm sure someone's into it.
Oh,
you can freeze dry that and send it off. I bet for the right person, the right freaky person, you can make a real buck off that.
There'll be some guy out there. There's something for everyone.
Yeah.
He'd be desperate if he was obsessed with some celebrity. They'd love a little Todd in a box.
I think you would. Do you know what? If I think back about, if I said to you, right, I've got some.
This, I cannot believe what you're about to say.
You don't know what I'm going to say.
You're going to insinuate that there's a celebrity's turd I would like to own. That's what you're going to say. So I fucking do know.
and you say categorically, there's no one.
There is no, I can tell you this.
But it's not like a wet, stinky one. It's like freeze dried. And it's in a glass Perspex box.
I don't think I'd like to own a Todd of someone.
What about someone just like super crazy famous? Like Donald Trump.
You think I'd want Donald Trump's
just to have it doesn't
pop in a box? What's happened to you today? What's going on?
I just think I wouldn't.
Would you want Donald Trump's plop in a box?
Do you know what? If it was actually if it was preserved, you know, like you get the things in resin where it's like set, it's like a paperweight.
Yeah, no, I know what resin is. It's what's in it.
And I
problem.
Said this is free for you.
Free. Is that the selling point? It's free.
You would say no.
I would say no.
You're kidding me.
You wouldn't.
No.
You'd have Donald Trump's Todd.
Absolutely.
What, for free? In resin.
It's a paperweight.
For free.
That's a. It's a conversation starter.
It's a conversation ender. I'd never speak to you again.
You're kidding me.
If you had Donald Trump's Todd in its resin at smell. Your house.
Yeah.
Not about the smell, Jack.
It's like, you know, you get a scorpion's preserved in a bit of...
I cannot stress this enough.
I feel like you're not getting it.
I am aware of preserving things in resin. I know what paperweights are. I understand the concept.
Yeah.
That's still... And I understand the concept of it being free. But that does not, to me, appeal in any way to have in my house.
Okay. I fair enough.
But you would.
Yeah, I'd have it. Yeah, for free.
You'd have it.
It's only
for free. The fact that it's free is a big...
But I wouldn't have necessarily anything of his. I wouldn't want like his toenails or something like that.
No, but a turd.
Something about a turd, yeah. I think...
Okay.
I think that's all right.
You think that's all right?
I think that's pretty cool.
You think that's cool?
Have you, there's like a national poo museum somewhere.
Sure.
They got him. They'd be delighted to have it.
That's a museum. There's loads of things in a museum I wouldn't have at home.
Yeah, sure.
Almost everything.
Have you been
almost
to
everything in the museum I wouldn't have at home.
Have you heard of the Little Dean Jail up in...
No, what's that?
Gloucester, I think.
No.
Naomi took me there once. It is crazy.
Little Dean Jail.
Little Dean Jail, yeah.
Who's Little Dean?
The area was Little Dean.
Oh, okay.
And it's like an old jail. It's just using that now. It's a museum.
Yeah.
And it's, there's a guy, the guy who creates it also lives there. And it's like £10.
He lives at the prison?
He's got, yeah, he lives like on the top floor or whatever. Ooh. But you walk around, it was a tenner when I went to get in.
Tenner.
At the time, cash only.
That's cash only.
This museum is the most crazy sort of, like he's got like, essentially, it's the worst bits of humanity.
Okay.
All in one sort of museum.
Yeah.
So there's stuff about the Nazis.
Sure.
The Ku Klux Klan, like terrorism.
Okay.
But also he's got weird stuff. He's got like Rasputin's dick in a jar. Well, it's probably not the real one. I doubt it's in Little Dean Jail. That'd probably be somewhere else. And also, why would... Yeah.
He's got Rasputin's dick in a jar.
Yeah. And that's like the least weird thing he's got. That's the palate cleanser.
Would you have Rasputin's dick in a jar?
Absolutely,
in your house?
Of course I would.
He hasn't got the real Rasputin's cock. I don't really know. I'm so dumb. I don't really know who Rasputin is.
Me neither.
Only what I know from him, I know about from the Boney M song.
Yeah, great song.
Wow, what a song.
It's really great.
It's so good.
At a wedding, when you hear that, here we go.
Forget about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What
a
track.
Yeah. It's good.
It's killer.
You got to see his cock. You like that?
You like the song? It's his dick in a jar. So, Little Dean Jail. So, I'm having a bit of a tough time picturing this. Hold on.
Yeah.
So, you say jail, so it's a prison.
It's a prison. It's an old prison, yeah. Disused prison.
But the museum itself is not prison themed. It's just, the theme is bad things.
Yeah, bad things. But also, actually, he's got like rooms devoted to, so every square inch, like even on the ceiling, has something on it. So, you can't look anywhere without. He's a big framer. He's framing all these like newspaper clippings.
Does it? Sorry to interrupt. Does it look like a prison in like wall cells? Has it got cells everywhere?
Yeah, upstairs there are some.
There's cells,
but there's no
some
bars.
Cells, no bars.
So one of the cells upstairs is just covered in pictures of. It's really horrible. Actually, I don't know if I want to say.
Okay.
No, I'll say it's not awful, but it's like people that have jumped off of buildings.
Okay.
What that looks like.
Yeah.
And I thought I knew what that looked like.
Yeah, but you didn't.
But I didn't know what that looked like.
Yeah,
I now can't unsee it.
Yeah, that's quite a lot.
Yeah.
So you went on a day trip. You paid £10 to go in. Yeah, and he's there, the guy.
Well, you don't see him.
You don't see him?
You don't see him. No,
he doesn't take you around.
No.
You
it's
just walk.
It's busy. It's a busy. You're just walking around.
Walking around.
Here. Yeah.
So this is...
But he's got a real thing where like he might have a room devoted to like Lily Allen or something. He's just got pictures of Lily Allen. Just pictures of like her. There's like a real period of like 05 to like 2010 where he's obviously gone mad with the...
Do you reckon he would pay for Lily Allen's turd in a resin?
Yeah. Well, no. For free, though. It'd be a mug not to accept it.
You'd have it.
For free?
You need to borrow some money.
Oh, The cool thing about this museum, the weird thing is also, so you go through all this horrific stuff.
The weird thing's coming up, is it?
Well, it's quite jarring because it's actually really sweet. So it's he's got all this sort of mad stuff, and you go out the back, and there's one last sort of big thing that he's got. It's just sort of like his collection of Quadrophenia memorabilia.
Oh, that's nice.
He's just got loads of old Vespers and like picture sting.
And mod shit.
Yeah, mod stuff. But it's all quite tasteful when it's like, you've just seen the worst stuff possible. And he's like, do you know what my favourite film is? It's really bizarre. You've got to go.
I don't know. You're not selling it at all.
It's an experience. It's not a good experience, but it's an experience.
Well, you said you could never unsee it.
That room, I wouldn't go in again.
But how do I know which room that is?
You can't. You've got to roll the dice. Yeah.
Little Dean Jail. So we've got the big hitters, Nazi stuff.
Yeah.
KKK stuff.
KKK.
People jumping off buildings.
Yeah. All like the arm.
The Lily Allen zone.
Yeah.
Quadrophenia zone. Are those the two like normal-ish bits?
I mean,
what's the ratio to sort of horrifying to mundane?
Yeah, good question.
Thanks.
I'd say it's pretty. It's more batshit stuff. It's more.
So sort of 90% batshit. And then every now and then there's just a normal.
Just a
thing.
Weird bit of like normal, like perviness.
Is the Lily Allen, do you feel like it's. Do you feel like his fondness for Lily Allen is a healthy one? Judging by the room.
No. Absolutely not. No, I think he very. So one bit is Lily Allen. Then he's got a bit about. He's got Britney. And like just sort of these famous celebrities like from a bygone
Britney
time.
Spears.
There's a little room where you go off. It's like you think, oh, here we go. He's going to be like the real sexy stuff.
Sexy stuff.
Well, yeah, I feel like because it's like a separate room after. Like,
oh, okay. So you think like, it might be like.
Here we go.
Saucy.
Yeah. And it's just like lots of women in their underwear. It's not like.
That's sexy.
But you're expecting to see like real grizzled sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Just from the whole vibe of the museum. It's actually quite just. It's almost like a teenage boy's done it.
Yeah,
you know?
Just like mucky posters.
Yeah.
It's got like Lucy Pinder up there.
Yeah. exactly that. It's really strange.
Well, you're selling it now. Okay. Yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
It's just for £10, I think you'd be...
It sounds like a 14-year-old boy with unlimited money.
Exactly. It's exactly that. Yeah. And his dad's like mad into history and like weird stuff. He's like, well, I'll have this bit.
Yeah. If you gave like a mad 14-year-old all the money in the world, this is what they would put in their bedroom.
Yeah.
Okay, I might
it's
be
really
back on,
bizarre.
I might be back on board.
Julia must have been because this is way up her street.
She likes morbid shit, doesn't she?
So it's also got serial killer stuff. That's it. So like it have like the gloves from the strangler or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Like they'll be in a case.
The gloves from the strangler.
The guy, and it will have like the rake from the raker.
Yeah.
Murderer.
Yeah,
he'll have all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
It's really good.
I like that the first sort of major murderer you could think of was the Strangler.
The Strangler.
Yeah, there was a Strangler.
The
there,
Suffolk
wasn't
Strangler. Is that someone?
I know the Boston Strangler. He was the big one, wasn't he? Yeah, I think that was a real one, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know.
He was the Suffolk Strangler.
Oh, I thought that was the UK one.
Was he? I haven't heard of them.
No? Oh.
Maybe. I'm not up on my stranglers.
No.
Not of my stranglers.
Yeah. It's a shame Julia's not here because she's...
Do you know what? I was just thinking.
She would know exactly
she'd
what...
She'd know exactly what it was. She's got a bit... She's got a good serial killer knowledge.
Oh, 100%.
Very good. So there's a serial killer zone.
Yeah.
British or does he go international?
I think British, actually.
Yeah.
I think British.
You think there's a certain national pride about
it? I think so. Yeah. He's keeping it close to home.
That's good. Maybe we'll have an Under the Groomers outing.
I mean, I would go back.
Would you go again?
Yeah, because I was hungover when I went, and I really was.
That's like the worst day of all time.
It was awful.
Sounds horrific.
I forgot I'd arranged it with Naomi, and then
Naomi's great. She's a friend of the show sort of friend of the Bristol comedy scene as well.
She's the top drawer.
Well, let's all go again.
But would you do it?
I would go.
I'd like to get your take on it.
Okay. Yeah. Let's have an Under the Groomers outing. Do you reckon we could do a live record? How would that work?
Yeah, I don't know.
Of us walking around.
I think we'd have to go there and then come back here immediately
and record
for the debrief. But then obviously,
is it very well known? Do people know? I've never heard of it before.
No, I don't think so. I'd never heard of it until.
How far away is it?
You're looking at maybe an hour to an hour and 20 around
Bristol.
That, yeah.
Oh, okay. So it's quite local
in that region.
In that region, what region?
In that region of time.
Oh, right, region of time.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Oh.
But I'd like to avoid the room that you said you can't unsee.
Yeah, that was bad.
And I'd like to, if poss, I'd like to keep it to the Lily Allen, Britney Spears, 90s pinups section.
That'd be nice. You can't, unless I sort of, if you shut your eyes and I led you through, there's quite a lot of stuff you've got to get through before you get to that.
There is a museum of murderers in, because I remember I was listening to a podcast about a murderer.
Yeah.
And so one of them said that this fella's kitchen, his whole kitchen where he murdered people was like in this museum now. Oh, they like preserved the whole kitchen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was it just a normal kitchen?
I think it had the saucepan, he had a head in or something, you know?
Oh, okay.
He'll have a head in a saucepan.
Yeah, what's that about?
God knows. Yeah. They're out of their bloody minds, some of these boys. Yeah. Out of their bloody minds. There was a Bristol news story this week. Well, it's an annual event in Bristol now.
Oh, yeah.
I wondered if you'd seen it. This weekend just gone was the annual naked bike ride.
Oh.
Through Bristol.
Yeah, I'm aware of that being a thing.
Yeah. Yeah, did you go down?
No.
No.
Did you? They did down Park Street, didn't they?
They go all through town. They start at the full moon.
Yeah.
Don't know if that's an arse joke or... nice. You reckon that's what they do it there?
It's got to be. If that's actually where they start.
That is, yeah, I think it is.
That's not a good place to start if not. Right by the roundabout.
It's a logistical nightmare, yeah. They all got to get over St. James Barton roundabout.
The full moon is definitely...
Do you reckon that's an arse gag?
That's an arse gag, yeah.
Good on them.
Where do they end? To the end of the bum show.
Yeah, the end of the bum show. Yeah, you got it. You don't even stand up.
Yeah, quick.
Wookie Hole.
Wookie Hole, yeah.
Not bad.
You ever been Wookie Hole?
When I was a kid, on a school trip. Yeah. I went on a school trip when I was a kid, but like four or five, so I don't remember it.
Okay.
Just caves, innit?
Caves, yeah.
The naked bike ride, yeah, that's like a Bristol annual thing. Apparently it's a protest against... too many cars. Apparently that's why they do it.
You haven't got to take your clothes off, have you?
You haven't got to sit. But we're talking about it, so clearly it works.
It's people that want to get their hog out and they want to look at ladies' bits. I don't know who started this. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. Like, obviously you wouldn't go on a nudist beach, would you? Or would you?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. I'm not really I wouldn't say I was a nude guy.
My mate went on one.
A nude beach.
By accident. And I think that's an okay. Because he said, oh, let's just do it.
Let's just do it.
And he got into the swing of it. And then he said it was all right.
I don't think, number one, wasn't an accident.
But he's got a big hog though. And if he's listening, he knows what I'm talking. I'm not going to name you because I'm not going to give you the credit for that.
Of course.
Yeah.
So a guy with a big hog accidentally went to a nudist beach and got his boy out. Don't believe him. He went because he wants to get it out. They want to get it out.
But I assume that if you go to a nudist beach, you must have something to show off.
But not necessarily, though. Like, if you look at that new bike ride.
Yeah. And how would I... Have you got a link? Can I have...
I'm sure there's pictures available online. But if you went down, I bet not all the boys there are packing dong. In fact, a lot of the time, it's, you know...
Yeah.
It's your little... It's your little fellas as well.
Okay.
I think if you had a big boy, you'd probably be more inclined to go to things like, do you want to go to that naked bike ride? You're like, yeah, I might have a look at it.
Yeah, of course. You're Googling naked events.
Yeah.
You ever done one of those naked comedy games? Have you heard about those?
Of course not. Of course I've
never
done one.
I don't know if the comedian has to be naked, or do they?
I think so.
Oh, because the audience are. Also, the comedians are. I have a thing though. Like, I think we've spoken about this before. Like, I don't want to perform comedy even in shorts.
Of course.
Because I feel
not.
Like if I can see someone's shins,
that
makes them not funny to me.
Of course, because you're a normal person.
But if someone's doing comedy with their cock out.
I tell you.
Who's.
I didn't know that they did that. Obviously, I would never do that. And I think that the fact that it's been done is a national disgrace. I think it's a national disgrace.
Is there an amount of money?
There is zero amount. How would it enhance the experience, better or worse? Like,
No. I mean, you're the comedian and someone says, we've got this gig.
I'm not doing it. Of course I'm not doing it.
20 minutes, £500,000.
No, I wouldn't do it. 100%.
Really?
No. Who's in the audience? All your exes. Everyone I went to school with.
Yeah. But that really...
All right, for £500,000, I'd do it.
£500,000, okay. Yeah.
But not a penny less.
No? Okay.
Maybe a milli.
Really?
Maybe a cool mil.
And you got to do your time.
That'd be so degrading.
Yeah.
Imagine if you died as well, if you really ate it, no one laughing at your jokes, and you've got your boy out. So depressing. That'd be hard to come back from. You might not ever be able to perform comedy ever again.
Yeah, I didn't even consider dying on your ass. Like, imagine.
That's my first thought as well. If I'm doing it in the nude, what if I die?
Conversely, what if you absolutely rip it?
Well, you get bonk on.
No. But if they're laughing so much, you think, are they?
Do you know what? Sometimes.
They're laughing at my cock.
Do you know what? Have you ever done a gig and they've really, really been laughing?
No.
I've done a gig before and they were laughing so much. I thought, they can't be
There's
laughing.
Someone behind you going?
Yeah, yeah.
Above your head?
Yeah. I thought maybe like my flies were open or something, or like, I had like a big stain down my leg or something. Cause
you're getting your head about it.
I was like, they can't be laughing that much at this. And this isn't like a really convoluted way of me saying how fucking...
You know when you're killing, you know when you're doing so well and you think like...
No, I genuinely, my first thought was, is my willy out? Is my willy out? That's what I thought. And I think you're right. If you were really killing at the nude gig, that would be your worry.
Mm.
I don't want... That'd be the stuff of nightmares, people laughing at you in the nude. I don't want it. I don't want to do it.
When I was a kid once, this isn't related to a nude thing, but when you talk about you getting laughs when you don't quite deserve it, you know, confused. I got brought on stage at the pantomime.
Here we go.
And then like, he said to me, big theatre, I was on there, and he said, he was a clown or whatever, he said, what team do you support? What football team do you support? And I said, Tottenham. And he got a big laugh, and I thought, oh, I've got a laugh. I've made him laugh.
That's nice.
Maybe I said it. And then my nan told me afterwards, when I said that, he turned around and went to the crowd.
Did the stink.
And that was the laugh. And I remember she told me that. I was like, I was so gutted.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
Do you reckon this is why you do stand-up now? Because to sort of fill this void,
rectify
this childhood trauma of yours.
It was quite traumatic, yeah.
Funny gag, though, from the clown to pull the big stinky for Tottenham as well.
Really funny.
That's really funny.
I think that's funny now. I feel like MC and someone says, what team do you support? You go, that's still funny. I wonder what he's up to these days.
That's really funny. Pull a big stinky. I might start doing that when I ask people what they do for a living. They're like, what do you do for a living? I'm an accountant. You just look at the rest of the audience and go, P-U.
That is funny.
That is really funny. Yeah. Oh, well, that sounds like a traumatic experience. How much would you do the nude gig for? £500,000?
Of course.
Yeah.
Is that I would do it for way less than that.
Well, if you'd take the turd for free, so...
I'd do it for...
£5,000? Would you?
Maybe.
5K, that's so cheap.
But they're all naked. Remember, you're all naked.
They don't care about anyone else.
No, I know.
Not interested in anyone
not
else.
More, not less than £5,000, though, but yeah.
Not less than £5,000, that's your cut off. That's your bottom line.
No, £5,000, maybe more, actually.
There's a restaurant in London, I think, where you go and eat in the nude.
Fuck off. Just what are you doing?
I think I walked past it in London, and it was like this, and like all the glass was like frosted up. And I was like, what's this restaurant in here?
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, it's the nude dining experience.
Fuck off.
Disgusting, isn't it?
You try it at home, you won't like it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice at home?
Yeah, I couldn't eat in the nude at home.
I'm eating naked.
No.
We've if you get it on your crotch?
Exactly. It's just not sensible. Also, I just worry about the seats and everything, you know?
Yeah.
That's right. All I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Who sat on this seat before?
Are the waiters, everyone's nude?
I guess so.
The chefs are nude. Are they?
Maybe the chefs. No, because you couldn't have that.
You couldn't have that.
They'd have to have a little hairnet on their balls.
Yeah.
Oh, this is horrible. It's become a horrible conversation.
You wouldn't do the nude bike ride then?
Can I say, it's a protest, I assume, because it's illegal to be naked in public. Why is that allowed then? If I walk through the street naked, I get arrested.
It's a form of protest taking your clothes off, isn't it? It's a form of protest. It's like, it's saying,
I think it's a sign of mental illness. If I saw a naked bloke on the street, I wouldn't think, what was he protesting? He's obviously very passionate about a cause, this guy. Got to speak to this guy.
One guy by himself. But, if you saw 50 naked people.
Now you're talking. Yeah, okay. You go. It's the numbers.
It's a numbers thing.
Yeah, because the chance of it.
You got an invention, did you say?
Well, do you know what? I was listening to the one that you and Jules did the other week, and you were talking about a bullshit detector or something.
Oh yeah, that was this was last week's episode.
Last week's.
It will be.
So this is, but I've always.
So that was Jules's, her idea was that it was something that would come up with something clever to say when someone says something to you.
Yeah.
But then she was thinking of adding a feature that it had a lie detector in it. So if someone was lying to you.
See, again, I've always thought, and I don't know if it's too similar to that, but you know when, let's say you get a guy around to quote some work.
Here we go.
Or that'll be about $3,500 for that. Mm. Could be your house, could be your car, whatever.
Mm.
A hotline that you could ring. And it's very simple. It's just like, this is the work, this is the quote. Is this reasonable?
That's nice.
Am I getting taken advantage of here?
Yeah, that's really nice.
But this would need a second invention of a confidence pill, because even if it wasn't, I was still probably just fucking...
Confidence pill.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to challenge anyone.
I like the confidence pill.
That would be nice.
Is this another invention you've got on the back burner? A confidence pill?
Well, do you know what? If you really want to say something, and it's only good for 1 minute.
1 minute.
But you take the pill and you'll say it.
Yeah.
Or you'll be just like that guy you wish you could be when...
I find if you do say it, you normally regret it, though. I think the reason you don't say it 99% of the time is justified.
But so in this case, if you had rang the hotline and said, like, that's not reasonable,
So then you have the confidence pill to tell the man.
Just to say, like, so not like you're not saying you're a dick, you're a fucking prick, mate. But it's more like...
You're calling him out. I've called the hotline.
Yeah. You couldn't say you've called the hotline because then...
Oh, okay. So this is a secret hotline.
I guess so.
So here we go. Let's do it now. So I'll be the builder and go, all right, Jack, I've had a look at your plumbing. It's going to cost about $3,500.
Okay. I just need to call my wife. No, I can't say that.
What? Your wife? What? She rolled the purse, does she?
No, you're right. Sorry, not my wife. I need to go and have a shit quickly. Let's go and have a shit.
Yeah, that's cool, because that sounds like your time. Well, I'm fixing your plumbing, so I wouldn't do it now.
All right. I'm gonna go around my neighbour's house for a shit. Okay. Be 1 second, mate. Go around.
Off you go.
I'll call the hotline.
Beep, boop, boop.
So you know, I say, this is the, he's doing some plumbing for me.
Yeah.
It's this and that. Toilet won't flush or whatever. It's $3,500. Is that reasonable?
Yeah. So they say, well, to unplug it, no, it depends what's wrong with it, but they would say...
You're the hotline.
Yeah, now I'm being the hotline. I'm doing all the parts.
Yeah.
So they'll say, well, it depends. You know, for a blocked toilet, that might not be worth $3,500. Yeah. It could be something, you know, if every pipe in your house is burst, could be very reasonable. But if it's a blocked toilet, you know, you might just need to put your hand around the U-bend, pull out your...
Okay. I really thought you were going to do the same voice. And I'd be like, that'd be the plumber's pushing this hotline. So, but I want to check that. Go around the corner.
That's a good price, actually.
Actually pretty cheap. That's
a big job. That was doing you a bit of a favour there, mate. So I think it's a good idea because obviously, you know, the main issues we face, some of the most stressful interactions are in a situation where you're completely at the mercy of a man. And it is always a man. Am I right, ladies?
Yeah.
You're at the mercy of a man who, I would say in most situations, doesn't know more than you, but in this situation knows 100% more than you.
Exactly that.
So, I mean, when I walk into a garage and my car isn't working, I might as well literally take my trousers and pants down, put right to my ankles, bend over and say, have at it.
Yeah.
Because I literally have no idea what's happening in there.
You should lube up your ass.
Yeah.
You put the checkbook and pen resting on the small of your back.
Yeah. And say,
there you go. Whilst you're there,
name your price.
Write that. Yeah. Write whatever you want.
Write whatever you want. And it could be anything. And what's worse is even after you've paid for it, you're like, I don't know if that's a good deal or not. I don't know if that's a good deal or not.
No.
I don't know. Like, I don't know what they've done. Because the problem is that, well, was it your mechanic who offered to fix your engine management light?
Good guy. Yeah.
Yeah. He said
he did sort me out, actually.
Yeah.
That's a bananas. That was so crazy.
So you went, because the engine management light in your... Now, again, to fix the engine management light, when that light comes on, and I had it on my old car, I had it on for years.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just on. I just left. It was, you know, but then... Sometimes it's really bad news and you have to go and get it sorted. Now, you took when your engine management light came on, you took it to the garage.
Yeah, it'd been on for ages and I just ignored it. And then I went in there and I sort of explained it and he said, oh, it's not a problem, but it will fail its MOT because the light is on, essentially. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things where it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But then he said, I'm quite friendly with the guy who does the MOTs around the corner. Mm. So you drop this car around for me. He said, I'll cover up the bulb. So when he's doing the MOT, you won't see the light come on.
Right.
And I was like, brilliant. Okay. That sounds cool.
Yeah. Not really fixing it though, is it?
Not fixing it, but you know, getting me through my MOT. Fair enough. He's doing me a favor. I don't know what I thought. I thought he'd maybe disconnect the bulb, go behind the dash.
Yeah. Put something behind the dashboard.
Absolutely. But I picked up the car. I went to go pick it up 2 hours later. I said, all good? And he went, yeah, fine. And I said, that worked, did it? He covered up the bulb? He went, yeah, fine. And I was like, all right.
Bit of tape over it, was it?
What? I went into my car. He'd put a business card just propped up against the glass of the dash, like that, in front of the bulb. And I went,
just pop like that off. Yeah.
And I'm thinking, why even bother?
Don't even bother, because he must know what it's
That's
for.
Crazy.
Yeah.
It's not like there's some unwritten rule like in MOTs, like you've got to leave it as you find it. You can't peek behind that.
Don't look behind the business card.
Crazy.
That's so funny. Like you couldn't have thought of that yourself as well.
It's
a mechanic's trick.
The way he sold it to me was like,
little,
pretty friendly. I know a way.
Yeah, keep this to yourself, because once this gets out, the garage world is on its head.
I know a guy, and also I have a way.
Yeah.
Business card.
On the dash. Love that.
He's also, I'm so stupid, because obviously like I went to a few times to him and stuff for miscellaneous sort of problems and stuff.
Yeah.
Like if he's willing to do that,
he's
obviously fiddling me in some other ways, isn't he?
Sure, yeah.
Do you ever go to the garage and then they show you a broken part. They say, this is what I've taken out.
Yeah. I feel like, again, the more they do that, the more I feel like they're shafting me.
Yeah. Because that's just a...
This is what a good one's meant to look like. And this one's yours.
Yeah.
And you're like, great.
Yeah.
Just fix it. Fix it. I don't care what it is.
I was quoted like $1,000 for it to go through my MOT because I needed to do some work. And I went in there and he said, oh no, it was $1,300 in the end. And I went, oh, right, okay. And then he said, he's over his car machine. He goes, is that all right? And I went, I said, can I have a minute? Because I remember going through I sat down on the chair. I was looking through the, what do you call it? The invoice, just thinking what can I say?
Yeah, what's happened?
And then unbeknownst to me, he'd sent for a bigger boy. And I'm not kicking off. No. I'm just thinking, what the fuck? And then another guy comes in and goes, what's wrong? And I'm like, no, nothing. I'm just giving it
the once over.
Because what can you do?
That's good though, to give it the once. I reckon that's a good move. Give it the once over. Like, you know what you're looking at.
But that's just pride, because I know I'm still paying it.
Of course you're paying it. I'm not going to find... What's going to happen? What are you going to say? No, keep the car. Undo the work.
But what am I going to see there? What's it?
Exactly.
What's it? 300 quid jelly beans? What's that? And they go, oh, sorry about that. It's obviously like stuff I don't know anyway.
Yeah. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do. We're at the mercy of them.
If I called the hotline, but that's why you need the conference call.
That's what the hotline's for. So this is good. So the hotline is, you call them up. They've just replaced my cam belt.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good, that.
Nice.
Well, that, how much does that cost? That's quite good for like a very specific job.
Yes.
I think that would be good if it was a very specific job and they'll say, that should cost you, for that car, 500 quid.
Yeah, right.
And then if they're charging you 800, you're like, confidence pill.
Yeah.
Take that. Does the confidence pill work immediately?
Immediately.
And then you go, I know a cam belt for this car only costs £500, not £800.
Yeah.
And they'll go, I'll take it somewhere else then. And you go, I will.
Yeah, exactly. There's no...
Because you still need it fixed.
You're at the mercy of these guys.
And they can just tell you to fuck off. I like the confidence pill though. That'd be really good. What other situations would it be good for?
When you walk past someone and they sort of barge you. But then again, you just get your head kicked in.
I feel like you'd be starting a lot of fights.
Yeah, you would.
And then losing a lot of fights.
Yeah, it's not like confidence pill and also you're sick at fighting. Just confident sparks out on the floor confidently.
Yeah. Who do you think you're talking to? Yeah, yeah, you're right.
I've never seen a guy get knocked out so confidently before.
Yeah, he really, really was very confident when he got his head kicked in. It's a nice idea, though. Sometimes you just need a little extra boost. What?
When I go for a piss at the urinals.
Hey, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You get a bit. We all get a bit of stage fright every now and then.
I'm better now. I used to be really bad. But
Do you think the confidence pill would help you at the urinal? Do you think it's a confidence issue?
It's not physical, it's mental.
It's a mental issue.
It's not confident. It's like, maybe it is.
Maybe it's confidence.
If I'm on my own at the urinals, it's fine. It's obviously the presence of other people.
There's a pressure to perform.
I think if I'm not pissing, I get it in my head. I think, well, they know I'm not pissing.
Yeah.
So therefore they think I'm just looking at everyone's cocks or something like that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, what are you doing? If you're not pissing, you're peeping. I think
it's barbaric that we also have to, you know, to live like this anyway.
We
all have to piss in the same bin in the room. So what's next on the horizon, Jackie? Big holiday to Greece coming up. We're excited about that, aren't we?
You'll have to
report back. Are you getting your base tan in? You like a sunbed before that.
I had a sunbed on Saturday.
Saturday, ready for the trip to Greece. Do you wear the little pants?
I wear naked.
You wear naked?
Sometimes I think I'm the thickest guy on planet Earth. I wear naked.
I wear naked.
Fucking hell, man. I think sunbeds are frying my brain. I wear naked.
To see you on the nudist beach. And I go, Jack, you know this is a nudist beach? And you go, I wear naked.
I'm wearing it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I was going to say does birthday
not,
suit.
Does that not singe your boy?
I often think that. I'm thinking, because my cock's never get in the town or something, like we say, I've never been on the nudist beach.
Yeah.
They must be thinking.
I feel like that must be very sensitive to UV rays because, like you said, it doesn't get much sunlight.
You'd think that, but no burn on the older.
A burn on the boy.
No burn on the
boy. When you wear naked.
I wear naked, yeah.
So how many more sunbeds before you go away?
Two
more.
Tuesday and Thursday. Friday morning, plain.
Yeah. Brown as hell.
Yeah.
To go tanning.
Yeah, of course. So that would be drinking.
Were you going on a boat in Greece?
Going on a boat, little flotilla holiday.
Yeah.
Be nice, island hopping.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Well, we look forward to hearing all about it on Under the Groomers.
Yes.
It'd be good if it's been quite dry, so it'd be good if something crazy could happen.
Yeah. Okay.
You could get into an altercation, take a confidence pill.
Start
scrapping someone.
I'll start being a bit cheeky towards people, maybe.
Maybe pinch a few sort of people on the ass. Men or women.
A couple of tough nuts.
Yeah, see what happens.
Yeah. Might come back with a new boyfriend.
You never know.
So this is about fun. No, that'd be good to talk about, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be really good.
Yeah, I thought I was getting my head kicked in.
Yeah.
Meet Lorenzo.
Yeah. that's what Jay McDonald does.
You were saying,
she's always sharking. Imagine waking up next to Jane on a cruisey, President Suite. Have you ever been on a cruise?
Yeah.
Have you?
I've been on a couple. I've been on two. I was a kid though.
Oh, you're a kid, so you don't really know.
No, I was young.
Shagging. No,
never. No shagging. No, King of the Kids Club though.
King of the Kids Club.
I performed Ricky Martin once on karaoke.
Did you?
That was quite the talk of the town.
Oh, talk of the ship.
Talk of the ship.
Ricky Martin.
Yeah.
Did you give it all?
Living the Vida Loca.
Yeah. Give it all that?
Of course.
Were you on the sunbeds as a child?
No.
Well, that would have helped your Ricky Martin impression.
Yeah, it would.
He was very tan, wasn't he?
Kids can tan, can they? Is that allowed?
I think it's allowed. Probably not on the sunbeds, but they can get a natural tan, I think.
Yeah, that's not allowed. That's
fine. So you did Living La Vida Loca?
Of course.
Did you know the words already?
No, I knew. I think I knew Living. I just said Living La Vida Loca.
Yeah. Did you win the?
It was some sort of talent show. I don't think I won. But I left a good impression, I think. Anyone that saw. I was, you know.
Is there any footage of this? Do you reckon your mum's got any footage?
She might do, actually. Yeah, maybe.
Can you bring it in? And we'll put it on the
under. I'll see. Someone might have some, yeah.
Could you bring that in?
Yeah.
If you bring that in, we put that on the under the groomer's Instagram. That'll make me.